Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Okay. Okay, we are here at T-Birds. Laura, it's Rosenberg. What's up? I hope everybody had a great long 3-day weekend. Happy Labor Day. I mean, it was yesterday, but you know, just saying. Hope everybody had a good one.
People still waking up off the fumes of this weekend.
Yes.
It's been a lot.
But we are here and we're ready to warm you up with a game of Laura Never Loses. So we need a male and a female contestant to hit us up right now.
That's right.
Get to the phone. 800-223-9797. Hey. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg, and we are here. What's up, everybody? Just catching up on the news. Pete, seeing the trends, see what's happening in the world.
Yeah, it is turned into a pretty heavy day that we'll get into a lot throughout the day and try to navigate with the loss of Michael K. Williams, who was an amazing actor and... more than that, was just an absolute community man who I think we really... Shawnee had a very special relationship with him and knew him, and you guys dealt with each other a ton in your community efforts. And I just think we need to, like, talk about this guy and frankly, let the people talk about him, because he was a man of the people like that, and I think that's the way we need to treat today. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I was just distracted a minute ago because somebody just sent me a picture of me and him, and it just kind of threw me off for a second, you know, because we were part of him, myself, and Dana Ratchland had built a community organization called We Build the Block. So we were supposed to do something this Wednesday coming up, where we have these social justice dinners. And we speak with kids in the community and the police officers and influencers and try to come to some understanding of how we can really build the community. So he's always had like a strong hand. He's from Brooklyn, you know, grew up in the projects and always had just an affinity towards trying to help the neighborhoods that he came from and show kids that, you know, you can come from where you come from and you can still get far. And he never separated himself from that. So... just a genuine dude, you know, and always gave his time and energy to anybody who needed it. Always outspoken. There's so many clips I've seen of him online, but I have so many clips of him just talking on different blocks that has not been publicized and talking to gang members in these communities and just letting them know there's alternatives out here, you know. So it came as shocking news to me, you know.
Yeah, I think it shocked all of us, because like you said, he was such a staple in the community. Michael is just somebody we just saw, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, I think we were just saying too, Michael K. Williams, I'm sure at this point people are familiar with the name and the face together, but prior to maybe yesterday, the name itself might make you say, well, Michael K., well, who's that again? But you know his face.
Of course.
You know, he's the dark-skinned black actor who's got the huge scar that goes from his forehead down to, like, the middle of his face. A lot of us know him from The Wire as Omar. But then he was in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah,
he played one of the fathers in Central Park 5. And a bunch of other movies.
He was in Lovecraft Country. Shined. I mean, Justin, his career was just blossoming.
It really was.
But, you know, we'll definitely get into it and celebrate his life and just let everybody know how important he was to us, to everyone, to his fans, to the community.
Absolutely.
So we'll make sure we'll touch on that throughout the show.
Yeah, and then we also got to talk about drugs right now, because three actors died in L.A. over the weekend. As well, at a party.
Yeah, we'll break that down coming up in Flashing Lights, but it's an important story that we need to discuss.
It's really crazy what's happening out here. But for now, let's try to do what we do, play a little Laura Never Loses. Who do we have on the line?
Let me see. Who we got on the line?
We have Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
Good morning.
How you feeling? Morning. How you feeling, Samantha?
I'm good. I'm good. Just on my way to work.
Oh, nice. What do you do for a living?
I do ultrasound.
Oh, nice. Ultrasounds. Okay. I know. I know when I was pregnant, there was times when my baby didn't want to turn around, didn't want to show the face in the camera, covering their eyes, covering their face. You go through that, right?
Yeah, all the time. Everybody expects to get a picture perfect, and it's our fault if we don't.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, who else we got on the line?
Brian.
Yes, yes, yeah. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Brian. Where? What do you do for a living, Brian? What's up? What's going on?
Bread distributor.
You're what?
Independent bread distributor.
Oh, nice. Make sure everybody gets the bread that we need. Gotta get that bread.
Literally
get that bread bright and early in the morning,
bread.
Baby.
Oh, bread.
What time do you have to get up every day to be a bread distributor?
Well, this particular route over here in East New York, I'm kind of early but kind of late, so about 6 o'clock, no, 5 o'clock. I'm usually on the road by 6, 6.30.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, no, not terrible, not terrible.
I'm not those 3 o'clock kind of guys.
All right, not too bad. All right, well, listen, we got Universal Circus tickets up for grabs.
That's right.
So let's get into it. Let's play a little game of Laura Never Loses.
Who chooses who?
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. Who's... Okay.
Well, I know I got Ebro.
Oh, well, Ebro's not here.
See?
So it's not up to you. We'll let the lady choose.
Let's go, Pete.
There you go.
Late night, Pete.
We're going to go with Laura.
All right.
I know I got late night, Pete.
Yep. You got me, bread man. Let's get it.
60 seconds on the clock. We got Shawnee with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, which rapper will be appearing in The Expendables 4?
Laura.
Peter.
Laura.
50 Cent.
50. Shout out to Queens.
Okay.
A typical spider has how many legs?
Peter.
Laura.
Pete.
8.
8 is correct. Which gymnast says she is
Laura.
Not ready?
Peter.
Laura.
I'm going to go with Simone Biles.
Right, to face mental health and sports and stuff like that.
To be the face, yeah.
Yeah. Thinking of Superman's costume, what color is the S?
Peter.
Oh.
Pete.
Mm.
3.
S is?
2. 1.
Red.
Red is correct. What is the name of Drake's album that
Laura.
Just... Laura.
Certified Lover Boy.
That is correct. Which country was ruled by Peter the Great and
Peter.
Ivan?
Oh.
Pete.
Russia.
Russia is
Oh
correct.
My God, are we tied?
Yep, tied game. Who allegedly confessed to cheating on his
Peter.
Wife?
Laura.
Pete.
Allegedly
3,
confessed to cheating
2,
on his wife.
1.
I know.
And
Kanye.
Kanye West. Laura wins.
Oh, my God.
By
that
1
was so
point.
Close by 1 point. Pete, you almost got me.
Had you said Kanye, you'd have took it away.
Oh, my
I did not know.
Who it is? Who allegedly confessed to cheating on his wife on the song Hurricane off of his album?
Yo,
well, that I would have known.
Samantha.
That's it. We took it.
That's it. Congrats. You got tickets to Universal Circus. Hold on.
Universal.
We're going to get your info, okay?
I was the ringmaster.
All right.
Before.
Thank you.
I was 2 once.
Yeah, you should go again.
That's,
you know
that's funny. So was I.
Wow. See?
You're going to have a lot of fun, Samantha. So coming up. Coming up in a Flash and Lights report, we will discuss Michael K. Williams, someone we just lost that was so beloved, and we have to have an honest conversation about what's happening right now with drugs. So we'll break it all down coming up in a Flash and Lights report.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Over the weekend, we get the sad news that actor Michael K. Williams passed away. He was 54 years old.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Now, we're still getting reports that are coming in, but some are reporting that it was a possible overdose. Mm-hmm. Michael K. Williams was incredible. Like, he was just, not only was he an amazing actor, but he was such a huge part of the community. Like, I just personally just know that going to different events that had to do with community, you know, whether it's fundraising, and even the smallest ones, you would see them, you would see him show up and just support, you know what I mean? Which is like your organizations that you work with, Shawnee.
Yeah, We Build the Block and Crew Count, you know, just always hands-on with the children, you know, with the young teenagers, and always just giving his perspective on just what it was like being a kid growing up in Brooklyn.
Right.
You know, because that really is important. And it's affected my life, too, as a child. You know, whenever I saw somebody come back to the community to show, like, look, you can do what I did.
Right.
You know, and he was one of those people.
Yes.
That always wanted to let you know, look, what I'm doing isn't special. You know, it just takes some drive and some heart and some, you know, some love. So he always brought that love back.
Right.
You know,
I work with an organization called Young New Yorkers that gives young people a second chance after they've been arrested. It could be something dumb, like stealing a pair of headphones. And, you know, with the way the jail system goes, like, next thing you know, they'll be lost in jail for God knows how long until, you know, because they don't have enough money for bail. And you know how it is. But he would always show up and support the organization so much.
All the time.
Like, from, like I said, from fundraising all the way to just having special moments with these kids and just showing them that there's more to life than this. You know?
Like, me and Rosenberg were just talking behind the scenes where he's like, it almost came to the point where when you heard Michael K. Williams was at a community event, it wasn't even shocking.
Right.
Like, some people, you'd be like, really? Word? Michael Williams was there?
No, it was the opposite. It was like, okay, that means it was a good, regular community event.
It was official, yeah.
It was like, oh, it was a solid, Michael was there. Okay, cool.
Right,
it was expected he would be there.
Right.
I would say, I think of him, he's as literally as down-to-earth a big-time actor as could possibly exist in the world.
We loved him in The Wire. We celebrated him even more when he was doing Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it's one of us. You know what I mean?
Right.
We felt like it was so close, you know? And then he shined in Lovecraft Country.
Yeah. And it was shocking to me, too, just in terms of his acting career. One, as a dark-skinned actor, right? Dark-skinned black man. You know, there's certain roles that you can't get into, and you think in Hollywood. And then that scar on his face, it's so prominent, you know, that you figure, like, how do you get roles like that? You know, Hollywood is really about looks. And he has been able to persevere through his talent and strength and get major roles.
Yep.
You know, and still always winning and giving an amazing performance. So that, too, always, you know, struck me as something, like, commendable and admirable, you know, about his gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
not everybody gets those shots. It's an easy way to be denied. But he never let it stop him.
Right.
And HBO obviously loved him. He did a lot of different HBO stuff. That role is, everyone talks about Omar from The Wire. Understandably, it's such a huge role. But to Laura's point, Chalky White from Boardwalk Empire, I mean, he was an awesome, awesome character. So many amazing things. Professionally,
and he always was down to take the challenge of roles. Because even as people know him from The Wire, because that was like the first thing, because he played a gay character, a gay thug.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't something that, you know, you saw often. And he was the dude that in the neighborhood nobody wanted to mess with, but at the same time was gay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that in itself, and he wasn't afraid to play that role.
Oh, no, not at all.
You know what I mean?
It says here it started. The first real big thing that he was on at all was just an episode of The Sopranos in 2001.
Mm.
And then after he did The Sopranos in 2001, Omar popped up on HBO a year and change later on The Wire in 2002. And that, of course, ran all the way to 2008. And then you turned around, and in 2010, he started his run for 4 years as Chalky on Boardwalk Empire. So, and then there's a lot of other stuff that pops up, but his career was sort of marked by these big roles that lasted years on really highly regarded HBO TV shows.
Now, you know, the reports are saying that he died of a possible overdose. We're still learning. We're just trying to understand what that was. We don't, you know, people are reporting things, but we can't confirm anything yet. But over the weekend, also, comedian Fuquan Johnson passed away with two others, and they died of an overdose of a fentanyl-laced cocaine. And Rosenberg and I were speaking behind the scenes, and it's important that we talk about this because a friend of mine, CJ Fly, Shasta CJ Fly, has been very vocal on social media of all his people that he's lost
recently.
Yes, because of fentanyl. It is killing people out here. Like, people might think that they're just doing a little bit of cocaine or even like smoking weed and they don't know where they're getting it from. And next thing you know, it's laced with fentanyl and people are dying.
It's the drug that took Mac Miller, you know, and it took three people at one party this weekend. And obviously, none of us know what happened to Michael K. Williams, so it would be wrong to speculate. But when you see all these names popping up, I'm trying to understand how they can't get this shut down.
Right.
Because, like, supposedly fentanyl can be 100 times stronger than heroin.
Yeah. And I think it's more important, Rosenberg, that people educate themselves and understand what it is.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, a lot
I've
of
heard
people.
About it, but I don't really know.
I posted on my IG stories at Laura Styles. Somebody, I think it was Lil Duval, he posted a penny, a meme that shows the amount of fentanyl that can kill you. And he put it right next to a penny so you can see the size. And it's a tiny dose that can be lethal. That's what's even
scarier.
People
are putting that in weed and... Yeah.
In coke, they're using it. They use it in coke to water it down,
cut it,
so that way they can get more coke. But really, it's so dangerous that the days of like people would go to a party and just someone gives them a little coke. Oh, this will be fun.
No,
those days, people are dying because they're getting fentanyl.
It's very scary. Very scary. And we're losing so many young folks, so many people, period, of all ages. So it's just something that we have to continue talking about and educating ourselves. That's your flashing light report. The time is 7:05. It is, today's a high of, let me see, high of 82 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah. Rest in peace, bro.
Rest in peace to the great, great Michael K. Williams.
Oh, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Sorry.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
You know what? When you have that friend who goes on vacation, that family member who goes on vacation, but they just cannot stop working, there's only one thing you can give that person.
What's that?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. He can't help it, Rosenberg. He can't help it.
Are you talking about Ebro?
Guys, Ebro is on vacation right now, okay? He's in a beautiful island where he should be enjoying it, you know, the sunshine, the beach, but hey. No. He is texting us all the time in our group chat. We have a work group chat where we kind of update what's happening in the world. And he just can't help himself. He's constantly posting all the major, the breaking news on the Ebro Times, a.k.a. his Instagram. Or he's on our group chat. He cannot help.
I mean, here's
he can't
the, here's,
disconnect.
Here's the one for me that's funny, okay? Over the weekend, and we could talk about this in this segment as well, but, you know, a song got leaked. Cast One texted us Saturday morning that an Andre 3000 verse from Kanye's album got leaked. Did you hear this, Shawnee?
Nah.
Fire verse from Andre.
Oh, actually, I did. And he was talking about Donda a couple of times, right?
Yes.
And his mom passing himself and his dad and stuff like that. Yeah.
Correct.
Fire.
Yeah, like, you know, he actually, you know, Andre 3000 actually played into the theme of the album, you know. Actually, like, knows what to do and does the right thing. So anyways, that's separate. The point is, though, everyone's talking about it, and Andre 3000 puts out a statement about it, and it's posted everywhere. Every hip-hop outlet posts Andre 3000 statement. But Ebro still makes time on vacation, his last few days of vacation of the summer. He makes sure to post it on his page. Like, no one can see the Andre 3000 quote anywhere else.
Right.
He can't help it.
It must be posted.
FOMO. He has so much FOMO.
Right, go on vacay.
Go away, bro.
I was sitting around wondering. I was like, damn, yo, Ebro has so much time to be tweeting. I don't understand how he has so much time to be tweeting, but now it all makes sense. He's on vacation.
Fam. So now all he does is on Twitter and Instagram. I'm like, sit down, drink your vegan pina colada and relax.
Now listen, if we were to say it to him, you know he'd have an... First of all, he'd lash out at us. Oh, what's wrong with you? You're the one who's on the thing all the time. It's right. You! It's you! But he'd be like, I have time, you know? I'm chilling all day. And it's like, yeah, but the principle of being on vacation is to disconnect to where... Yeah, if you want to plug, oh, a picture of my girl and my daughter on vacation, that makes sense.
Right.
But to be posting the news means you're mentally not really on vacation.
Right. You haven't let go.
Yes. You haven't let go.
Let go, like, of the machine, man.
Let it go.
You can scroll. You can do what you want. But, like, just disconnect, bro. Otherwise, we got this waiting for you when you come back.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, God.
Now, I'll join mine in right here because it connects, man.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to give it to the certified lover boy, Drizzy Drake.
No! Wow. Why?
And this is not some big Rosenberg diss or rant or anything like that. I think Certified Lover Boy is a pretty good album, okay? But Donda, the Kanye West album, and Certified Lover Boy by Drake will always be compared. Cass, that's not a crazy comparison to... This all happened for a reason, right? We're almost supposed to be comparing them, aren't we?
I'm almost on the other side of that, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Cass tried to jump to the other side and was like, I saw Cass tweet. He was like, hey, you can enjoy both and not compare them. And he's right. However, let's not pretend like it wasn't intended to compare them when they released them 1 week apart. So that was the intention. Drake could have waited. No one had announced dates. Everyone could have waited. But they wanted us to compare them. The number one criticism of Donda, by all accounts, was that it was entirely too long. That was the number one criticism. When you do that many songs, it's so easy to mess it up. There's just too much. And Drizzy Drake has himself a bunch of good songs on Certified Lover Boy. But what did he do? He made it too long also.
Really? The whole album?
It's too long. Cass may disagree. We know he loves to and disagree with me. But you do agree it's a lot of songs, right?
Yeah, he could have done with a... Listen, if he had left a few songs off of there, it would have been like an amazing project. There's definitely songs that I'm just like, all right, cool, next.
It's what, 20? Is it 20 songs?
21.
Well, 21.
And one interlude.
And how many does Kanye have? I don't mind, but when it's like the extra songs, like, oh, because
Kanye's 26.
Gone with this without this one.
Kanye's 26.
They couldn't just go with like no 15 songs. Both of them over 20?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, Drake, all you had to do was come with 12, and you would have beaten Donda. But no, you also had to do 21. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. Gosh. You played yourself.
There's some joints on there. But in terms of that, I was going to get a heart cut into my face because it was a classic.
Right.
I'm not getting it. I'm not doing it. No.
You are going to do it anyway.
Damn right I would have. Damn right I would.
Clearly, everybody had a lot of time in 2020 when they were sitting down.
I guess. Songs, and they loved every
songs
song.
Upon songs.
Laura Stiles, what do you have?
I guess I just saw the story. The New York Times were getting dragged over the weekend over a really whack headline that they put out. It said Biden, still grieving his son, finds that not everyone wants to hear about it. Like, what? So they were getting dragged so bad because they were like, are you kidding me? Now you're going to tell people how to grieve? Like, what are we saying? Like, this is his life experience. Like, right. This is why, you know what I mean? This is something that was tragic and he shares whenever he can, you know, when he's in very sensitive times. Like, this is, he's pulling from his deepest emotions to share some of the most tragic moments of his life.
Well,
like, it's so insensitive.
But Laura, here's why I'm going to give them the congratulations. I give them the congratulations for changing the headline.
Yeah.
If what you meant was that is the criticism he's getting, don't change the headline just because Twitter gets mad at you. Indeed. If that's the story you're trying to tell, tell it. Because, Laura, people came after Biden last week. People came after Biden last week when he was talking about the military losses suffered in Afghanistan and brought up his son. People did get mad. They were like, how dare you bring up the loss of your son when he died of cancer? He didn't die in combat.
Right.
Meanwhile, his son was a soldier and his son died, right? So he's trying to relate to people and people are coming for him anyway. But I hear what you're saying, Laura. Either way, they get the button regardless.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's all that big Willie talk. Hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Now, throughout the day today on the program, we're going to be talking about the loss of our friend. And when I say our friend, I mean the city of New York's friend. And that is Michael K. Williams.
And beyond, though. And beyond.
Absolutely. And this is a man who touched so many people locally, though. You know, like, because, yes, everyone knows how great he is as an actor. And I saw all the posts from people in other cities talking about his acting and how talented he was and how kind he was when they met him. But this is something that definitely hits you a little differently if you're someone who's active in this city.
Right.
Because Michael K. Williams was a Brooklyn man. When it came to Brooklyn events, out there. When it came to the city, out there. When it came to black people in the city, out there.
The youth.
He was the youth. He was an incredible, incredible man who did a lot in this city. So throughout the morning, we'll get more into it in a minute. I want to give Shawnee the floor to speak more about his friend Michael K. Williams and the great work you guys did together. But throughout the day, if you guys want to give us a shout, people who had their lives directly impacted by Michael K. Williams, call us up, 1-800-223-9797. Add us on Twitter, at Rosenberg Radio, at Laura Stiles, at Shawnee Culture, as today, throughout the morning, we celebrate the life of the late, great Michael K. Williams.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Oh, no doubt. It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, Tuesday morning. Good morning, everyone. Shana Tova. Happy New Year to all my Jewish people out there.
Shana Tova.
Oh, thank you very much. Last night, the holiday got started very early this year. Dumb early. In fact, I know a lot of people, a lot of school isn't starting till after the holiday this year because, you know, a lot of schools get off for the Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
And so it didn't even make sense to start. So there, some schools aren't starting till next week, like after Yom Kippur, it doesn't make sense.
I saw that you had a beautiful dinner last night. So were all my Jewish brothers and sisters celebrating last night?
I mean, let me tell you something. When you're dating an Israeli woman, let me tell you, it's hitting different. That dinner on my IG stories at Rosenberg Radio.
Oh my gosh, I saw that, Rosenberg. I was like, this is gorgeous.
No, listen, it's different. It's different. And also, it's very interesting, you know, like, she's a different kind of Jew than I am. She's Sephardic. I'm Ashkenazic. So, like, basically, I'm a European Jew, and her family is like a, you know, North African, Middle Eastern Jewish.
Right.
And the traditions and foods are different, too. You know, like, they have rice in their meals.
Yeah.
We don't have rice in our meals at my mom's house.
It's dope.
It's It's all mad different, but it's super interesting. Like, yeah. Very culturally interesting. And, yeah, it was a lovely night. We hope everyone has a sweet New Year. You know, that's the thing with the Jewish New Year. The main traditional thing everyone knows about is apples and honey to signify a sweet New Year. So, you know, yesterday was a weird day, obviously, in the middle of the day, getting the news about Michael K. Williams. And I was thinking about Shawnee a lot, who works with him, and really thinking about everyone, because that guy is so... was so cool, so magnetic, and did so much. And we'll get more into the life and times of Michael K. Williams in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, we have something to give away, right, Laura Stiles? Should we bring in DJ John?
We do. We got the great DJ John.
The DJ John.
Johnny.
The DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John. Is he here?
DJ John.
Johnny.
Do you want to add him to the stream? Should I bring him in?
DJ John.
There he is.
Oh, DJ John.
DJ John, you're a Knicks logo today. We don't even see your face.
I think DJ John woke up late and he's trying to get himself together. So he just...
Or he woke up early and then he went back to sleep.
Well, hold on. We don't even know yet that he's there. John?
John.
Well, he was there at some point. He had to have been there to set up his computer.
Yeah, I mean, the computer got turned on, and now he's become a Knicks logo.
Wait,
he doesn't
fall
even
asleep?
Exist. John!
Yeah, this dude.
Oh, okay.
I cannot.
Yo, by the way, let's
the button,
just,
somebody call him.
Word. Yo, what were we going to... Do you know what he was going to give away, Laura?
No!
Ask Griff what John was supposed to give away.
God, let me see.
What the hell is
That's
wrong with this
guy? That's his one and only job.
You had one job, bro. You had one job.
Griff!
And you know what?
See.
Yeah, look at the email, Laura. Now Laura's getting yelled at, too.
Look at the email.
Wait, who's? Why is someone's phone ring?
I'm calling him.
What a mess.
All right, here we go. French Montana at Hot 97 want to hook you up with a bag to get you ready for back to school. Caller number 9 will win a $100 Visa card and qualify for the grand prize of a special back-to-school FaceTime session with French Montana and a Chromebook.
Oh, wow.
French Montana, Epic Records, and Hot 97. That's a big prize.
That's a really dope prize.
Yo, caller 9 right now. You're getting hooked up by French Montana and Hot 97.
That?
That's it. Now, Shawnee Culture, play the music again, because we got to redo the song for what DJ Cass 1 just did.
I cannot.
Because we do have another one.
The real one.
Hola.
The real
DJ Cass one.
Yeah, I'm here.
DJ Cass one. The real one.
DJ Cass one.
Yo, by the way, what a slacker John is that, like, Ebro's on vacation and DJ John just sleeps. And it's amazing, too, because when Ebro's not here, it's the time when DJ John actually gets treated with some semblance of respect.
Right.
Like, you don't understand, when Ebro's here, John gets treated like a maniac. I mean, Shawnee, when you were out and John's on the board, do you understand the level of abuse we're talking about? You
I
should
can
think
imagine.
he wanna celebrate this time to enjoy himself.
What a hot mess.
Right. He'll be able to talk freely and be the John that he wants to be.
Be but, the John that he wants to be.
But no.
Instead, he doesn't show up. Now, I will use this time while we get ready for caller number 9 to tell everyone that thanks to Shawnee introduced us to his friend Joel, and Joel invited Laura Stiles and myself out to the U.S. Open this weekend.
Joel, what up, bro? Joel. He listens all every day.
Thank you so much. It was so sweet and so nice. It was my first time at the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Heineken, and thank you, Shawnee.
Yeah.
By the way, I called him Joel, too, and I thought he responded and said his name was Joel. It's definitely Joel.
So you think I've been calling his name wrong all this time?
I think,
and he didn't correct me. He corrected you.
I felt like when he first said his name, he said Joel, and then I switched it. But maybe I'm wrong.
I said either Joel, way, but he's never corrected me.
Either way, I'll tell you what. He's a great guy.
Yeah, Joel, and big up yourself, rude boy.
And we were hanging out, Laura and I were walking around with our significant others and having a good time. And all of a sudden, Shawnee, I realize I'm walking by myself. I'm like, where did everybody go? And then I start to hear a commotion.
I was behind you.
Oh, Laura, you were near me still?
Yes.
So Laura and I, you know, Laura and I are not native New Yorkers, right? Laura's originally from Los Angeles. I'm originally from D.C. And we're like, what's going on? Meanwhile, our native New Yorker partners had both run to the midst of a commotion where two employees at the U.S. Open, Shawnee, got into a crazed fist fight. One of them picked up a chair and hit the other one with the chair. Yes! At the U.S. Open, the classiest of sports events.
Yo, and our and both of our significant others were there filming, screaming the whole time. And we're like, oh my get God. Over here.
How did y'all get to turn it into a ghetto mess?
Yo,
the one time you go.
Yo, by the way, and why was both of our partners part of the ghetto mess? Because yeah. that's exact. Yo, her, my girl was the closest one to it.
Was she the one yelling world star?
She might have yelled world star, and then Laura's man, he actually got the whole thing on camera.
Yes, wow. Posted it and added world star.
He added world star.
He did? US Open yes.
Oh my
really?
Gosh! Wow. I was just playing. He really added world star.
No, he did. He added world wow. star, bro.
A mess.
This is why
mess.
We can't have anything. Oh. Okay.
Wow. Can't
all right, we have caller 9 there.
Yeah, we got Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Listen, we have very good news for you, Jennifer.
What's the news? I'm caller number 9.
Well, hold on. Calm down. Do you listen to the show every day?
Not every day, but most of the time.
Damn, yeah. I really appreciate your honesty. Most
she
days.
Said most days.
Most days?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite segment on the show, perhaps?
You guys.
Oh, thank okay. you very much. You know what? Just give her the damn prize.
This
well,
guy.
Congrats. Congrats. You just got hooked up. Listen, French Montana and Hot 97, they're going to hook you up with a bag. So not only they're getting you ready for back to school, okay, but it's a $100 Visa gift card, and you're going to qualify for the grand prize, which is a special back to school FaceTime session with French Montana himself and a Chromebook. So congratulations.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Can I give a shout-out real quick also?
Go ahead, Cass.
A shout out to one of our youngest friends of the show. I actually DJed a barbecue up at an Angelica's uptown in 187th Street over the weekend. And I turn around and it was this young little girl there. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Aren't you kind of young to be just hanging out? Apparently her parents brought her through because she's a big, 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 big fan of the show. So shout out to Drea.
Drea.
She wanted to shout all you guys. She was like, oh, I thought the rest of the show would be here hanging out with you,
Drea.
Too.
Oh.
But she asked him, can I have a shout out? I was like, yeah, I got you, man.
Oh, how nice.
Drea.
Big
ups, Drea.
Shout out to Red Bottoms, of course, too.
That's
big ups
so
to
dope.
Drea. And now, as the segment comes to an end, I've noticed that DJ John has showed up.
I'm here.
Hey, let's how's it going, John?
Let's do it again. I'm ready to go.
What happened?
John, you missed it. You missed the game.
Did you oversleep?
No, I didn't oversleep.
John?
I wish I overslept, but I just can't.
So what happened? Did you have a toilet problem, John?
Sort of.
Okay, enough. Oh, I don't want to hear about this. Let's go. Flashing lights, please.
All right, get into it.
All right, here we going?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Why not?
All right.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Well, here's some good news, guys. Cardi B gave birth to baby number 2.
What?
Over the weekend.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
It's her second child with Offset, and it's a healthy baby boy, according to reports.
Did she name this one Shawnee? Because she took my other name, you know what I'm saying? She might as well just...
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? Shawnee culture. Just go ahead, Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
The couple says, we're so overjoyed to finally meet our son. He's already loved so much by family and friends. We can't wait to introduce him to his other siblings. So, listen, they shared a photo of them in a hospital hugging, you know, like a little bundle of joy in a blue blanket. So, that's sweet.
Nice.
But man, yeah, I feel like that was fast, in. Right?
It happened real fast.
It really did.
Honestly,
yo, life is crazy. Listen, you turn around one minute, there are breakup rumors. The next minute, the second child's here.
I know. I'm still in shock how pregnant she was when she performed at Summer Jam.
Well, right. Apparently very pregnant, based on this information.
Listen, she was, when I saw her walk out with like 6-inch heels, I was like, oh my God, how is she pulling
she's different.
This off?
Now,
how
Cardi
are you doing this?
Cardi is capable of doing things that the average mortal human being is not capable
wow.
of. Congrats to Cardi and Offset, though.
Congrats
happy for
to
those
them.
Guys.
That's your Flesh and Light report. The time is 8 a.m. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Meters are in effect.
Is this considered a quarantine, baby? Because, you know, a lot of kids, like, you kind of like, you know, you had time to stay home and just.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, come on. The baby was conceived, if you do the math. The baby was conceived in what, like November?
Right.
That's dead. That was dead in the middle of quarantine.
right. We got time.
They had time.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Wale, Chris Brown. What up, Whale? New Wale coming soon. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely Tuesday morning. Laura, is the weather supposed to be nice today?
Let me see. Today is a high of 82 degrees, sunshine.
A high 82 and sunshine. Yo, we might really be in the fall, huh? It might actually be fall time.
Yeah, I think we're here.
Wow. Super
like,
sunny.
Wouldn't it be cool after everything that's gone on? Wouldn't it be cool if we got a really dope, like, extended fall? Like, September and October. No summer until September 20th. And then winter on October 30th.
Right.
Like, what if we just got a full September and October of, like, 75, 80? Let's put that in the universe.
Let's put it out there.
Because is there anything better than September days like today when it's, like, 75 and sunny? It's the best. I would say it's the best time in New York.
The fall? Yeah. The fall is a vibe. I love summertime New York City, but
summertime, Shawnee, when it's like 90, when it's 90
all
and
humid
up,
and
the garbage stinks.
All right.
I'm sorry. That is real, though.
And
this is.
And the heat is coming, radiating out of the pavement.
You got the fan blowing through the window.
Above you and below you.
You're right.
Come on, man.
So in this one, you could actually wear some like Tim's and a t-shirt. Like,
right.
This New York City weather.
And like you could just open up a couple windows in your apartment and let the breeze go through.
And that's too chilly, you throw on a hoodie. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
So let's all hope and pray for a nice full fall season this year. So our weekends were all sort of thrown completely off their axis yesterday. When the news started to spread that the great Michael K. Williams passed away at 54 years old. And Shawnee, he was a dynamic actor. He first became really famous and prominent nationally for his role as Omar on The Wire. And then that continued on to his role as Chalky White on Boardwalk Empire. He then played a critical role as one of the fathers in When They See Us in the last couple of years. He was on Lovecraft Country. Just one thing after another, you would see Michael K. Williams, the actor, pop up. And well beyond his acting, though, guys, for anyone in New York who's ever done any kind of community work, if you've been in the community at all, you know that Michael K. Williams was a pillar in the community when it came to any kind of upliftment, any sort of organizing around anything. Shawnee, Laura, it seems like Michael was always involved with something positive at all times.
We even mentioned it earlier, like, oh, Michael K. Williams was there. They're like, oh, okay, because it was not a surprise anymore.
Right.
Because he was always present, always supporting the community. I work with an organization called Young New Yorkers that help kids who get arrested get a second chance. And he was always, always, always helping them raise money and just was there for the children, just there for the teenagers that just kind of needed to see somebody that looked like them, you know what I mean? And listen to their life story and just always uplifting them, letting them know that they're more than their, you know, surroundings. And it was just so important.
And Shawnee, I want to toss it over to you. One thing to add, I saw a tweet just a little while ago from Stretch Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Who was saying, Stretch was saying that for DJs and for people in the music scene who've been around for a long time, he said, we always knew Michael K. Williams before any of the roles mm-hmm. from just being out in the scene. And then they, you know, the DJs of the generation sort of before us, they watched him come up as an actor and already knew him from being around the way. And right. then he blew up. Right. But, Shawnee, in your experience and all your great community work that you do, I know you've gotten to be very close with Michael. So we were all thinking about you yesterday, bro.
Yeah, nah, I appreciate everybody who reached out as soon as they heard the news and said they thought about me first. Because when I first started really doing community work, it was like he was, like you said, he was right there. You know what I'm saying? He was right there, like, okay, like, this the actor dude, you know, with the scar on his face, Omar from The Wire, and he's out here. And it evolved into an amazing friendship. You know, he's always just been a very genuine, down-to-earth guy. And we've had amazing conversations, and he was always just right there on the front line. Like, he never had a moment where he felt like he was above anything. Super polite too. Like in conversations of debates, of trying to find ways to create conflict resolution among children, among the police, he was always like, oh pardon me, and didn't want to overstep anything. Never used his celebrity to feel like he was above you, but used it as a means to let people feel like or to create new platforms and to open up doors. You know, he used it specifically as a tool, but never with arrogance or ego. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, he was truly a dude who kept his feet on the ground, you know, and you felt that and it resonated when you were around him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a rough one. It's a rough one because I think about his nephew and I think about his kids and I think about the sincerity of the type of person that he was and the conversations we had. And he's going to be missed, you know.
Like really missed. Like not just the words people say when you say someone's going to be missed. No, his actual work and voice is going to be missed. Like I really think so many of us, like Shawnee is... I'm not just saying this because it's an emotional day. I think any of us would say this about you. You are someone who really puts community efforts first. It's at the top of the list of things you do in your life.
Yeah.
I can say for me personally, I try to do things here and there, but I put myself first. Man. I really do. I mean, if I'm being just fully honest, like I'm hustling, work. I want to be on. I want to be famous. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I try to do nice things for people when I can. People like Michael K. Williams inspire me and inspire all of us to be better. He literally put that first. It was the defining thing about his character.
Yeah.
Was not his acting.
Yeah.
It was his community service.
You would see the passion. Like when he touched the stage or on any podium or platform panel, you can see the passion in his voice when he was trying to ask council members and officials like what to do and how about this?
You remember this, Shawnee? Most recently, when we had the mayoral election here, you went out and you did an event for Hot97.com.
In Brownsville.
In Brownsville, where you talked to the candidates.
Yeah.
And all the Democratic, the mayoral candidates came.
Mm-hmm.
If you go watch the video on Hot97's YouTube page, you will see that Michael K. Williams showed up and damn near acted like he was working for Hot 97. He was just a part of it. He just like was in the video asking questions. He just wanted to be there.
Yeah. Now he's out there with the hoodie on and he's just sitting at the table. And we basically put the politicians in a hot seat and didn't want to ask them questions about stats and don't tell us the stats and don't tell us all of the political talk because you're talking to kids who are on the ground who feel like they don't feel the effects of the work that you do, but you want their votes. So talk in layman's terms and talk in a way that is going to show that you truly care about this community. And we sat at the table and we put every person who was running for mayor of this city in the hot seat and asked them basic questions. And a lot of them struggled to give basic answers.
But you should watch because you got to see the role he played.
Right. And Michael is right there. And you know, like he's got such a bright smile, man. And his laughter is so genuine and such a just bright spirit. And you know, just you know, in these times, it just becomes hard to find the words.
Yeah, I know. This is a shock. It really does.
I was discussing with Shani behind the scenes. Even when you talk about the roles he took, Rosenberg, I was explaining to him, like, in Lovecraft Country, like, the many layers of being, you know, he played a gay character. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's,
and
like,
in The Wire, we were saying too, which right. a lot Omar of people know him, Omar was gay and a thug right. and hard, and everybody was scared of him.
Right.
Which is a role that a lot of people wouldn't have taken.
Not right. back in, especially not back in 01, 02 when it started.
Right. So that started was a risky 02. Move, you know, in general. And then again, like I said, he's got that huge scar on his face.
Right.
You know, and Hollywood is such a hard space to be in as a dark-skinned male actor and get roles, and he's been able to persevere yeah. through that whole piece.
He didn't
even
let
with
that
the scar
him.
On his face, he didn't let it stop him.
No. Let's talk to the people. If you've been touched by the life of Michael K. Williams, give us a shout. 800-223-9797. We'll start with Hannibal. What do you want to say, man?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Man, that guy was like... He's like an angel, bro. Yeah. And you know what? Not for nothing, man. It's not just because I knew the guy, man. That like, man, this guy was amazing. Not just in my life. Like, he was always repping Brooklyn wherever he went.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys see on his gram. He was an amazing dancer. You know, he came from the dance, underground dance movement in New York in the '90s and. Man, this guy's life was just deep, man. You know, it's ill, man. Mike was homeless, man. You know,
no, it's an amazing story, man. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, Angel. Now, Shawnee, you say we have someone special on the line?
Yeah, we have Dana Rational, who is, you know, does so many things in the community.
Dana's someone I think of like Michael K. Williams, someone who is like, oh, it's a community event. You know Dana Rachlin's going to be there.
Dana and Michael are partners.
Yes.
In
community events. We all started, we built the block together. You know, me, Dana, Michael K. Williams have been on the ground for a long time. So I have her on the line right now. You know, I know Dana. It's rough. Dana's the one who delivered me the news, you know, yesterday.
Dana, well, first of all, we're incredibly sorry for your loss.
Good morning, and I'm sorry for everybody's loss, and I appreciate that, Rosenberg, and, you know, you were there the first gala we did together, and you were the DJ, and, you know, so just, this is all about loss.
Yeah, how can you describe the level of sort of community involvement that Michael K. Williams had? Because if you didn't know him, and you weren't necessarily a part of those things, it would be hard to describe a Hollywood actor with that much success who was around that much. It's almost hard to put into words.
Yeah, and I'll say the only, like, because the phones are nonstop, but, like, he really, Shawnee, like, he really loved you, and you were really his brother. And I really feel connected to the Hot 97 family and Ebro in the Morning, Laura. Too much to say, Ebro, but so that's why, you know, we're having this conversation right now because I know how much he loved you guys. And we were really, we're so connected in that community work with Hot 97. And it's important that people understand, like, he was doing direct service work with me. Like, he was actually outside. You know, at the height of the pandemic, he was in Brownsville with me and other people, Bigga and Anthony and everybody at Bevo handing out masks. You know, when cops were running down on people, he was out there with his body being like, yo, we're family, we're community. So he was doing that work. But then, you know, I've been in contact with so many folks around the country who he was doing other work with. I mean, he was working on food justice with Farmer Nell in Baltimore. He was working on like balancing a specific model of gun violence interruption in Oakland with Advanced Peace. He was working on with the Marshall Project, with the Innocence Project, on voting rights. I mean, you name it. And anything that had to do with helping people and fixing the injustices that exist in our society, Mike was going to lend a voice to. Mm-hmm. And Mike was going to put his resources to. You know, he never called me and said, oh, you'll never believe this award I just got or this role I just landed. He would call me, you'll never believe who I just met, who said that they want to help. I told them about the work and they want to help. Mm. You know, that was who Mike was.
If you look at his IG page too, like in the bio, it's just we build the block and crew count. That's it. He wanted the
right,
world to know.
Right, that's what his presence was.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. You know, he was here to help and give of his spirit. You know, I mean, there's just certain people that you know and you meet and you come across and they're just genuine people. You know, his craft was something that he loved, but what he really had a passion for was giving back, you know. And it's a hard loss, and you know, love to his family, of course, Dominic as well, his nephew, who's always been on the front line. Anywhere you find Mike, you found Dominic. And his son, who I met, who's a chef, you know, for his loss, and anybody in his family.
Kareem and Elijah,
Elijah, his children. So, you know, and his spirit was just always so high, you know, it was always so high. There's several, many, many videos of him just being on a microphone and extremely passionate about, you know, that we are one people, you know, and that it's for us to take care of us, you know. So,
hey, Dana, we know you're like many people, you're dealing with a lot this morning. We appreciate you calling to speak on Michael, and we also appreciate everything that you're constantly doing for the community as well. So thank you for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Dana. Sending you a lot of love. Big hug.
Yes. I really love and appreciate you guys. And, you know, just remember that there are kids, not just his family, but there are kids who see him as being family, you know. And we have to keep the conversation high and deliver that message loud and clear that he was just what a gift. And but we appreciate you guys, and thank you.
Thanks Dana.
Okay.
Wake up, New York.
Hey yo, wake up,
Ebro in the morning
with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. You dig?
It's definitely a heavy day here with Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg on Hot 97. We're paying tribute all morning to Michael K. Williams, the man that he was, the community man, the talent, the actor, and so talented and so effective in how he reached people that it was just a couple of months ago at the BET Awards when Swizz Beatz put together his tribute to DMX.
Right.
The man they tapped to come out and sort of play the role of DMX in that tribute was Michael K. Williams.
I said I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. So either let me fly or give me death. I said I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Let my soul rest and take my breath. I've been through mad different phases like mazes to find my way. But now I know the happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more successful with their time other than biz. Cause they was forced to me to be a man without a helping hand trying to stand. Damn! I said I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear it up. Just cause I love my... I shed blood with all my... Let us holler, we're my... All I wanna hear is right here, my...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
All right, man. It's been a very heavy day today here on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Let's cleanse the air with some green.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Yes, that's
yes,
where
yes, yes.
My team unites. The squad gets together to uplift, to cleanse the energy, sorry, Shani Coulter. Burn the sage.
Burn the sage.
Rosenberg. Lead us some breathing exercises as we zen the place out.
That's right. Zen, zen.
And prepare
zen.
For those of us and those of you in need.
That's right.
Shut up, cast.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
That's right.
Time to reload the email inbox for the fall season as summer flings come to an end and cuffing season rises in front of us like a phoenix on the horizon. It's time for the gurus to reach as many people as possible. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Hey, gurus.
Hey.
Sending love and light to you all. I would appreciate everyone's opinion on this, especially Ebro's straightforward approach.
Nah, he's not here.
Exactly.
He's on vacation.
You catch the button early.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Since 2011, I've been in an on and off situationship with a guy for the better half of 10 years. We started dating when I first turned 18. He was 23. It was my freshman year of college. I'm 28 now. We bonded over hip-hop, specifically Lupe Fiasco. Okay. I got severely depressed and homesick, originally from Detroit, about 4 years into the relationship. He didn't believe in depression and often told me it wasn't real, that I needed to wake up every day and choose happiness. I suffered for months on end in silence by myself while he was working full-time, school full-time, cooking, cleaning, and bleeping him regularly like a, quote, good girl is supposed to. I found out that he was cheating for 6 months, living a double life, spending holidays with both of us.
What?
Like an idiot, I chose to forgive him after some time. What's that like, by the way? We worked through it slowly. To help me heal, I talked to a therapist and went hard at the gym, losing 60 pounds.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This made him very overprotective, controlling, and possessive of me and all the new attention I was getting.
Looking good.
We decided to take a break.
Of course.
I tried dating other people, but he would always intimidate them and cause problems to the point where people wouldn't talk to me because of him. He sounds like a great guy.
Right.
I stopped trying to date others and kind of got into a situation with him again. She actually wrote situationship again, but I'm not repeating that again. Off and on, of course. I love him. Shut up, Laura. And we have a connection, but I don't feel in love with him.
Right.
We don't have sex. Our communication is trash. He doesn't care about living a healthy life or making physical health changes to elongate living. I don't trust him.
All right.
And he's afraid of trusting me because he thinks all women, quote, cheat back eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for marriage and a family, and he's focused on his career. After accepting his cheating ass back, I'm still wondering why the relationship has not progressed into marriage or children. Our lives have been deeply intertwined for many years. Almost done, guys. Just bear with us. Our families and friends all know and love each other. Some of our finances are intertwined as well. But still, no ring, no kids, no plans. It's like he doesn't even know what to do about his future. Gurus, do I deserve the button?
Yes.
I know he's a good guy, and I do love him, but I'm sick and tired of no progress. I am tired of no sex. I'm tired of arguing. Am I a bozo for not giving up?
I'm tired of this email.
Is it wrong to stop trying with a person who you have so much history with?
We can stop, Shawnee.
I know.
Yo, fam, you're not.
That's it?
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
We could end this in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
because
it's super easy. I mean, she does get the button.
Congratulations.
You're
playing yourself.
You know what you want to do.
Yeah.
You're not in love with this person. There's a difference between loving someone and being in love. You're not in love with this person. You don't trust him. You guys don't have the same end goal. This is not for you.
It's not the one. I was going to say it's probably a situation where she's addicted to the...
You know what I'm saying?
But it ain't even that.
Actually, I want to go deeper. You guys want to go deep? I would call this straight up abuse.
She's he's scared. Abusing her.
Well, she's scared to leave.
She's
last time, she left, she said it. He physically intimidated everyone she was with, and now she's trapped back in the relationship with no sex,
right?
No trust.
Right.
She's not in love with him. The only thing you guys have is history time. And finances.
Untie those finances. Get rid of it. Whatever ties you have together, get rid of it. And sometimes you're just going to have to take certain things as a loss.
Yeah.
Like if he owes you money, forget it. Keep it. Keep it moving. Sometimes it's cheaper and it's easier for you to move on with your life. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you guys a question, though?
Yeah.
If he's this kind of person who intimidated everyone she dated last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
How easy is it going to be for her to leave? Like, how do you actually get away from someone like that?
I think he's aggressive, but I think the problem is her. She has to figure out. I don't know if she's that great at making decisions, like definitive decisions.
Right. That's my point too, Shani. I feel like she hasn't really ever cut him off completely.
Right. It's her.
She's always answered the phone, returned a text.
A good girl should. And
when
you close
out the relationship, you're done. You need to be done. No more texting, calling, zip.
Right.
That's why you need to forget whatever financial ties you have, because that's going to be an excuse for him to contact you and you answer.
That's why she gets the button. And though it sounds abusive on his side, it's really her abusing herself. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You're abusing yourself by allowing yourself to even be in this situation still. You're bugging out. You're just used to, you're being complacent because you're used to him. You know what I'm saying? And he knows how to push your buttons and get over on you. You need to get some backbone and get up out of there. You're 28 years old. It's time.
Cass, go ahead.
You guys are way better than me, man. You guys wasted a lot of breath. I only have three words for this person.
Bun it.
Burn it down.
Yeah, I agree. Light it up, Cass. Burn it down. So say the gurus and non-gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
You know what you need right here? Do you happen to have the great Shake It Off by Mariah Carey? Maybe it's time.
Oh my God, so random.
Great Shake It Off.
I love Shake It Off. You guys aren't Shake It Off people?
Nah, I do. I just never thought about it. Like, you know.
I was thinking through my head, what's the song here for a woman who's moving on? Here we go. Trust me, women love this. Everyone's into this.
I'm going to pay attention to it a little different this time.
Oh, listen. This is about moving on,
Shani. The loving ain't the same, right?
That the loving ain't the same. Flashing Lights is next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg on a Tuesday morning, September 7th. Beautiful weather. Shana Tova. Happy Jewish New Year. Hope everyone's having a sweet start to the new year.
Yeah, thank you. Alternate side parking rules are suspended today.
Yeah, meters are in effect, though.
Big respect.
Big respect. You're welcome. I'm glad we could do that for you. I hope everyone has some apple and honey. I had a delicious meal last night. So
apple and honey. How's that going?
Have you ever had apple and honey in your life?
Do you put the honey on the apple, or do you take apple like pieces and dip it in honey?
There you go.
You dip.
Okay.
It's usually like apple slices passed around, and then there's a honey thing passed around, and you take it and you dip it into the honey.
Gotcha.
The real deliciousness is is taking the challah, like the actual challah bread, and dipping that in honey. That is delight. And then yesterday, at my girl's place, they did a whole bunch of stuff I'd never done. They take the challah and literally put sugar on it too. Like everything's about sweet. It's about a sweet year. They also do. They eat pomegranate seeds, which is not a tradition I've ever done before.
I love those. Yeah.
And the seeds like represent all the good deeds that basically, I think all the mitzvot, the good deeds that we should be doing, which is an appropriate theme because a guy who did a ton of mitzvot, a ton of good deeds, was Michael K. Williams, who we've been talking about throughout the day. Today's whole show has been an RIP to the great Michael K. Williams. Laura, you want to do one more flashing lights?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Yesterday, Nicki Minaj and Rihanna were both trending because they were having, I guess, a little double date situation, a little family gathering. Over the weekend, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky were with Nicki Minaj and her family, including her cute little son. And they just, you know, shot some pictures together and some videos of them hanging out, having fun. So we don't know if it's some kind of collaboration going on, or is it just like, hey, we just came to have some fun too and hang out with the fam. You know what I mean?
Nicki's baby looks so big.
Oh my God, right?
I'm like, wait, why
time
she got
flying.
A toddler?
When, almost. So when, cute.
When did she get a toddler?
I know.
And,
really
have
quickly.
Nicki and Rihanna ever did a song together before? Doesn't
I don't
seem
think
like it, right?
So.
So this would be a first.
I mean, we're saying, you know, if Rihanna is working on her album, then maybe this could be something.
Let's see. Is there a song there?
Because we don't know. We don't know what's going on with Rihanna and this damn album.
Fly, yeah.
They did a song together. They did a Fly together.
Okay. But, you know, so it's time for another one.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be dope.
And by the way, what is Fly? Because I do not remember.
Right. Never heard of it.
Listen, all of us could hope as, you know, I just look at Rihanna's always announcing, like,
this
new
is
venture,
whose record?
New venture.
This is Nicki's record, or?
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember this, Shawnee? Come on.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big tune.
That's so funny. This is a big song. When you said it by name, I was like, never heard of it.
And then you hear it, you're like, of course I heard this.
Yeah, I love this. And Nicki got a verse on it.
Well, it's Nicki's song,
it's
so
Nicki's
I hope so.
Song. Oh,
it's Nicki's song. So she should rap on it.
It's interesting though, because we're waiting for a new Nicki project and we're waiting for a new Rihanna project. So let's see.
I just want to know what was going on in the conversations between Nicki's man and Rocky. I want to know what they were talking about.
Mr. Petty and Mr. Rocky.
Yeah, I wonder what they had to say to each other. Like, were they cool? Were they just kind of both on the side because their girls are friends? You know, who knows? We don't know. We just saw a random picture of them on opposite sides of the camera.
Right.
And Rocky looks like he's kind of hiding.
He's just chilling, yeah.
Rocky's definitely in the cut.
Also, we haven't really spoken about this, Rosenberg, but over the weekend, Drake appeared to have leaked an unreleased Kanye West song featuring Andre 3000.
Yo, man. Do we have a clip of it by any chance? We got a clip of that by any chance, Shawnee?
The whole song.
Is it clean?
Haven't heard from Andre in a while, and of course, his verse was beautiful.
Yes.
Can you give us a little taste of that, cast, though, before we go? Let's just play a little minute of it, and we'll cut out.
It's the line for the party. To think I could have almost died. Lord help us.
Hey, Miss Donda. You run and tell my mama, please tell her I said say something. I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as heaven's trumpets. No after over, this is it done. If there's a heaven, you would think they let you speak to your son. Maybe she has in the form of a baby's laugh I heard passing by in a stroller, reminding me, hey, keep rolling, oh no. Maybe she has with the prick of a blade of grass I've been laying on way too long, got me itchy, got up and roamed a little more. Miss Donda, you see my mama, tell her I'm lost. You see, she'd always light a cigarette, we talk, I would cough, exaggerating a little bit, so she get the point, trying to get her to stop smoking. I would lead and fire up a joint till I quit, started back up again. 20 years later, all that time, y'all thought and wigging were high, thought I was crazy. My mama, she ain't cut no corners, got me back on track. I don't miss her overstepping, but do miss her showing seven civilian life issues. Miss Donda, see my mama, whisper her this, the real reason I was geeked to go to church, must confess.
So apparently the story of this song and why it didn't happen, according to Andre 3000, is that he did not know that Kanye was making the album completely clean.
Right.
And so he didn't want to have his song edited, so they just pulled it all together.
Yeah, so he says, yeah, so sadly I had to be omitted from the original album. He did add, the track I received and I wrote to didn't have the diss verse on it. And we were hoping to make it more focused offering for the Donda album, but I guess things happen.
Kanye can't stay focused for an entire song, so he had to talk about things that I really wasn't trying to talk about in a song.
Pretty much. He basically was like, I didn't sign up for this. I thought we were doing a tribute to Mobs, not the diss record. Right. So and he even says, I wanted to be on Certified Lover Boy too. I just want to work with people that inspire me. Hopefully I can work with Kendrick on his album. I'd love to work with Lil Baby, Tyler, and Jay-Z. I respect them all.
Serious question for you guys. Like, when you hear him on a song, when you hear Andre pop up, even though if we got into like a quote-unquote verses with all the songs, there are people who'd beat him, whatever. But when you hear him, don't you just think like, this is the best rapper I've ever heard?
He's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, that's how I feel when amazing. I hear him. Like, he's not my number one personally. I don't listen to Andre all day, every day. But when I hear him rap, I go, yeah, I've never heard anybody better than this, I don't think.
He's a true poet. His perspective his wordplay is like...
And he tells you a story, and you're following the whole story the first time you hear it. You're just following along with
him. Yeah, and it's always like in 3D.
Yeah, and it's complicated. It's complicated, but yeah, he somehow simplifies it. So you're just like, oh, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. Wait, so real quick, Drake leaked that?
Yes. So what is the purpose of him leaking this Cash One?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm happy I got to hear the verse.
CLB thing. It's CLB thing.
CLB.
Maybe he just wanted to put it out there to be like, hey, listen, I'm not the only one throwing shots out here.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
The better question is, how did he get it?
And yeah, who gave it to him? You know, right, listen, right. Ebro's theory is that they're all in cahoots together.
I don't believe that. Whatever.
Cass, you think that's true or no?
Something's going on.
It is all very
Even if it's not cahoots, there is this communication going on. It might not be good communication, but there's communication going on.
I guess we'll see. That's your flashing light report. The time is 9 a.m. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Meters are in effect.
Rest in peace to the great, great Michael K. Williams.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, my brother. Keep dancing. Listen, I just retweeted something that somebody, because they, you know, he was heavy in the house world and dancing in the village and all that stuff early before he got into the game. And it's just about 60 seconds of Mike getting busy. Just dancing.
Oh, word?
Yeah, like in his zone. I just retweeted it. So you can check my Twitter. I'm trying to see if I could post it, but, you know, his spirit is free in that video. So keep beautiful. Dancing, Mike.
Keep dancing, brother. Bro.
Word.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Lead it.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.